Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Jeff and Rosie Flowers, or Rosie and Jeff Flowers, or RH and Rosie.
I like RH.
You know, RH. What does RH stand for, Arch?
It stands for Rosie's husband.
Okay.
I have to say thanks to Captain Paul for doing that.
Yeah.
Camara, he wrote that on the side of a reel when I was on a 10-day trip.
Ah.
And we were using Metallica 50s. And he handed one to my buddy, and it had Andy on it, and had another one to Greg. And then he handed me one. It says RH. And I looked at him, and I go, this is somebody else's. He goes, no, it's yours, Rosie's husband.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Talking about just a phenomenal operation, Cedro Sport Fishing, man, that Rosie and Jeff run. And our, don't forget Adrian, of course.
Adrian. And you know, Tom's still dabbling in it, too.
Yeah, okay,
we still
good.
Have our Tom.
All right, good.
We love it. It's a great time, great place to talk about, lots of fun. And if you want to talk about us in the second hour with us, we want to hear from you. If you want to give a call to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you join in the fun, talking about our favorite island. And not only are you going to get to talk Cedros with us, you're also going to get a shot at winning such a killer prize. Again, if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a full year membership to fishdope.com. That's a $170 value. And you're going to get a full-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. And Rosie sweetened the pot with a Cedro Sport Fishing hat and shirt. You're going to get the full
Flex
package. Yeah, really,
Flex
really cool, the guys. That
nice.
Was awesome.
Embroidered.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really stoked. So great prize, great time talking fishing, 833-288-0973. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there on the water. Speaking of fishdope.com, our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer, the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or a standard hook. You can get it selected tackle stores, be ready to get bit, and I would pick up like that 6-0 Nautilus HD for your flyline macro hook down at Cedros.
Oh, there you go.
Perfect slow
Perfect.
Troll hook.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and start with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Rosie, and Jeff. Well, guys, it is that time of year. You know, we've had a little bit of weather. We got minimal reports this time of year because everybody's just hanging out on the couch because it's chilly out there. But there are a few bright spots, and myself included. A few bright spots around for sure. You know, at the islands, the best squid fishing is still at Clemente. There's quite a bit of bait there in the cove, probably a couple other places also, but mostly it's at cove it's getting looked at. But very little sign of game fish on it yet, so hopefully that changes soon. At Catalina, same setup there, the bait's there. And there's been a sprinkle of yellows and sea bass around, but very little coverage, tough to get reports. I wish I was going over there, though, with this nice weather we got. If I was going, I'd definitely be looking at that backside west end, deep water for the yellows up on the beaches and kelp lines there for some sea bass. There's been a sprinkle of that sea bass around for sure. Along the coast here, bass fishing has generally been pretty good. Deeper structure, again, at this time of year, live squid, if you can get it, or good quality frozen on a lead head there, low and slow is the key. You know, that stuff is mostly deeper water and deep in the water column at this time of year, and definitely respond to that slower presentation. Also along the coast here, you know, down south there, for you guys in that Point Loma, La Jolla type zone, there's been a little bit of whack on those yellows again this week. Bird school, surface iron, and good grade yellows. Man, that's fun stuff, and there's definitely some of that around. And for you big game killers, another deep drop swordfish was caught this week. I mean, definitely the volume seems to be thinning out, but there is still a little bit around. What an amazing fishery that we're just scratching the surface with. And, you know, we got nice weather this weekend. I think I'm actually going to pry myself off the couch and go catch a few bass in the morning and probably come in and watch a little football in the afternoon. Looks like a good, good time for that. And then for you guys desperately hanging on, waiting for that sand dab report like Captain Dave gave you last Sunday, well, you're going to have to check in with his report tomorrow.
Well, you know, he's a sand dab king, that Captain Dave. Yeah.
I couldn't believe when he started his report with that. That really cracked
it was like, really, Dave? Come on. Right?
Yeah. Hey, it's a sign of the times. This is January. You know, what are you going to do?
You know, Mark, you made a great point about that swordfish. You know, maybe the volume is certainly down a little bit from when it was at its peak, you know, in October, November. But, you know, so is the amount of people putting the effort in to do it. You know, there's certainly not nearly the same amount of fish caught, but there's still, you know, we hear the same thing down at the tackle store. Like, you know, there's only a guy or two trying, and you still hear of a bite or two or a fish or two here or there. It's amazing that fishery caught such fire, and still now in the middle of January, there's still bites and fish to be had.
Yeah, it's it's just crazy, man. I was talking to one of my customers yesterday, and he had been out about a week ago with a guy. They'd never fished him before. They ran outside to the rigs where we've had an aerial life. They dropped down. They're in like 1,200 feet. They put their bait down 1,000 feet. 5 minutes later, the rod's bouncing up and down, and they didn't get the fish, but they reeled up a shredded bait that was all hacked to pieces. So
wow.
5 minutes after dropping down.
Yeah, it's still out there. Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's fish to catch. Totally. You know, swordfish, lobster, rockfish down here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Bass fishing.
What about that bass fishing in the bay and, you know, the big bay bass tournament coming up next week? I mean, there's fish to be caught. Don't be sitting on your couch. Go fishing.
There's no reason not to go. We had a very little amount of tide yesterday, and Dallas and I went out and caught good fish on, you know, 5-inch MC swim baits. It was good. There's very good fishing to be had.
Yeah, that it's going to be a formidable team next Saturday, Dallas and Ricky.
Dallas had the kicker yesterday, so we can stay on that same program. We're good.
Okay.
If we could catch the same fish that Dallas caught yesterday, we'll be in really good shape.
Yeah.
Are you going to disclose the color you're using?
No.
So, Mark, what's going on? Pacific Edge, of course, fishdope.com. You keep everybody informed there, as well as the guys at fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Or you might be the lucky guy that wins that fishdope.com one-year membership today. But in the meantime, Mark, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Well, Pete, we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And I'm telling you guys, if you guys are thinking bait tanks, which I hope you are, seriously, we are ridiculously beyond belief busy already. So
yes.
Do not.
The Pacific Edge website, pacificedgetackle.com, has such an awesome display of all the different bait tanks. If you're in the market for a bait tank, go to pacificedgetackle.com and check it out, because you really did a great job with that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, Chris put a huge amount of effort. And we're putting up more pictures of installations, you know, which tell the story so well about what we're doing. We're putting up more pictures all the time. So keep an eye on it, guys.
Get on that new bait tank right now.
No doubt.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Or actually, Corey and I will talk to next Saturday, because Ricky will be on the bay bass fishing.
Nice. Well, good luck, buddy.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate that.
We'll see you guys.
Appreciate it very much, Mark. Yeah, good fishing to be had, man. That's cool. We're ready. Ready for next weekend. Hey, in the meantime, while we're waiting to wrap up our catch report here today, it was sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Adam's been working very hard trying to find Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing. I guess they still have their phones on a night mode. So if you guys are listening at C4 Sport Fishing, take your phones off a night mode.
Yeah, go tell Marcos from the radio.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, tell him what's going on here. Yeah, indeed. Want to announce this month's CCA calendar winner. The lucky number on the back of your calendar is 3726. 3726. Now, that would that be the new calendar, I guess?
That would be the new 2020
calendar. Yeah, so 3726. So if you have that, you're going to win two free passes on a half-day fishing trip. And also, just do some great stuff there. And you can check that out. You'll be contacted. Contact CCA on the Facebook page at CCA. And congratulations. Also, I want to remind you, this week's edition, Western Outdoor News, always loaded with fantastic information. Rich Holland did a real nice retrospective on Bob Twilliger in there that I thought was really nice. And fishing with Bob, that's the boss, cool. Back then.
And a guy that spent so many great, you know, memories and trips and time working for, fishing with. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, it was really well done. And also some great fishing reports in there, too. So be sure to check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. Everybody's excited to talk to Rosie and Jeff. Why don't we talk to Doug? Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about tackle. How many irons and plastics should I bring with me?
Yeah, Rosie.
Oh, my goodness.
How do you answer that? I know you get that question all the time, but how do you... Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what you say.
It is so difficult because, you know, you want to bring everything.
Yeah.
And you know, you just can't bring everything. But you got to bring your favorites, and you got to go with what hits down there. As far as my tackle box or our tackle box, because Jeff really is the one that puts that together. But a few of my favorite things is I will throw surface iron all day, every day, and I love to throw surface iron. Yeah. I think, Ricky, you're the same way, too. So whether you have your 7Xs or your Taddies, your 14As, whatever, and I'm a 5X kind of gal.
Yeah,
even
Rosie likes a big surface iron. I kept trying to tell her, like, oh, no, you're mistaken. Like, that's too big. You must have thought you were something else. Like, oh, no, she fishes a 5X. That's a big surface iron.
I fish a 5X. I think I even text you a picture. Like, this is what I fish, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? It's like, you know, you get used to the colors down there that really tend to work out well. You know, if you're – Javier swears by his blue and whites,
mm-hmm.
Or the blue sardine, mm-hmm. I believe is what it's called. Or, you know, if I have two rods down there to you know, jig sticks down there, I'll have something different on each one because you can always turn around and grab something else.
So and question on that.
Yeah.
Sagil Sport Fishing has their own private charter. You're not limited to 30 pounds per se, but how much are you limited to?
Okay, so what I like to say is on the return trip, you are limited to 72 pounds per angler.
That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight, but it's like you got to be really mindful about what you put in your tackle box. You don't need your extra tough boots down there, you guys.
No.
You know, a boat shoe or something like that. Every little place where you can save on weight, save on weight. You know, if you're bringing down, you know, 10 to 12, 15 irons, you know, for the most part, I'm bringing down surface iron. They're a little bit
lead
lighter.
Lead heads,
stuff like that.
Four rods and reels, max.
That's, you know, that's kind of what we do is four rods and reels. Sometimes even just three, but four rod and reel setups. For me, it's two surface iron, a bait stick, and then something a little bit heavier for slow trolling and mackerel or dropper.
Okay,
perfect. You know, Jeff sometimes...
Your Gamakatsu hooks.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of them.
You don't need a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to tell people, you know, we do have some rod and reel setups in our workroom down there. So if you want to save on, you know, taking, you know, a sabiki rig, you know, walk into our workroom and grab something out of there and make that your sabiki setup. Jeff, you want to expound a little bit more, or Ricky, you too, on as far as gear?
I like Ricky's analogies when he puts them together.
I mean, I think that your gear depends a little bit on, I mean, gear, you know the type of fishing that you're going to do down there. And if you're a calico bass nut, you need to go a little heavier on the plastic and lead head and a little lighter on surface iron and Rapalas and hooks and sinkers. And if you're, you know, if you're crazy about yellowtail fishing, I mean, obviously you need to make sure you bring some bass gear because you're the bass capital of the world, but then, you know, you go a little bit lighter on the other side. And I always go down there knowing that, you know, I have no problem bringing a few extra irons and a few extra swim baits. And I want to have as much weight available for when we fly home. I always, you know, I always stoke out whoever our captain or our guide was. They're always really appreciative to get an extra handful of swim baits or a couple of surface irons or things like that. It helps your weight coming back. But I really like surface iron, and I think three to a half a dozen surface irons, probably the right amount. Although I almost never fish them down there. I always have a yo-yo jig or two ready to go. I like to have one big crocodile for sea bass fishing. And then as far as swim baits go, I usually fill up like a one-gallon Ziploc bag. It just holds them really well. You don't have the extra weight of the box. And I just throw all of that stuff into like a waterproof-style backpack. It's not totally compartmentalized, but it's really easy. And so a box with some surface irons, a box with, you know, a handful of lead heads, and then a Ziploc bag or two full of swim baits, is that's usually my tackle like kit.
And think about this. If you're allowed 72 pounds, the less tackle and clothing you're bringing back, the more fish you're going to bring.
You got it.
And let's talk about that for a second. Because, hey, Doug, by the way, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk about fish processing at Cedro Sport.
Oh, you do it right.
We didn't cover that,
We didn't cover that.
Everything is filleted and vacuum-packed and frozen for you.
Yeah, you guys all know fish processing is near and dear to my
heart.
Absolutely. So when we originally went down there, and I was taken down there when we started getting involved in this, they took me up to the hut that was there and said, "Wow, what do you think?" And it's like, I thought they were joking.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the first thing we did is we built a fish processing facility down there. It just like we used to have, can be cleaned from ceiling down to the floor. Everything can be disinfected. We have a commercial grade vacuum sealer down there. 3 and 5 mil bags. Everything will be labeled per species. Everything is frozen. The other thing that we do down there is, just like the long range boats, when you have your fish on, you're on a long range boat, and it comes over the rail and it gets tagged with your number. Well, for those of you that have seen the staple guns, you know, they don't live well on Cedros Island. They would have to live in WD-40, and then they would still get all jammed up. So basically what we've done is every angler is assigned a zip tie color.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a fish that comes over a rail and you want to keep it, you put a zip tie on the tail or through the gill plate, whatever works best for you. Your fish will go up to the fish house that afternoon. Everything gets filleted that day. Like I said, 3 5-mil bags, labeled per species, frozen. It'll get your color put on the bag. If you're the green color, you'll get a green dot on your bag, and they organize it through colors. Everything will come back on the aircraft in soft-sided cooler bags that'll have your zip tie color on it. We get back across the border. You pull your car around to the front of the airport. You pull out your cooler, we transfer it from my soft-sided cooler into your cooler, and away you go.
Wow.
So seamless.
So good. So you want to save room for... So my point is, you want to save room to bring some fish home, because it's really nicely processed.
Yeah, that's a great point, because there's plenty of places you go where you can bring home a bunch of Ziploc bags full of fish, and it's whatever, but this is primo. It is. It is the processing that you're used to paying for at home. It is the
and it's,
the
and how much does that processing cost?
It is all included.
It's part of the package.
It is all included.
Wow.
Part of the package.
Wow. That's
so it's table ready. You open the bag. It is good to go.
Wow. Fantastic. Hey, there was a Harold Davis sighting in town yesterday.
There was.
In our town?
Yeah. He came into town and actually he picked up a bunch of rods that, by the way, Rosie, I'm supposed to tell you that you're going to get a bunch to take down the Cedros.
Yeah.
But
right.
the main reason he came down, for a couple reasons, but one of the main reasons is to pick up a load of tackle that was donated to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo, by Buford, who used to work for CalStar and passed away recently. Buford was such a great guy.
Yeah.
He donated all his tackle to Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo. And this man had some tackle. I mean, he had like a lot of gold reels and a lot of, you know, Shimano's product and a lot of CalStar rods and just like literally a full truckload, a pickup truckload of tackle that he donated to Captain Morales Kids at Sea. And thanks to Buford's family and the memory of Buford.
What a cool way to honor a great fishing friend and buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
my point is if, you know, you have a bunch of tackle and nobody that probably is going to want it, donate it to Captain Morales because it'll take kids fishing. You know, they sell it at the big sale at Day of the Docks every year, which is going to be in April. But it's one thing to think about.
Yeah, great call, man. That's awesome.
Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it. The phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Rosie. How about this time we talk to Paul? Paul's calling us from Bellflower this morning. What's up, Paul? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jeff, Rosie, Rick, and Pete.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, my question is to Jeff and Rosie. How did you guys get started down there and purchase that and get all involved in it? How did that go down?
Okay, well, originally, about 15 years ago, Tom Green and Adrian Ojeda, who are pilots for Sport Fishing Association and a few other people, they were constantly flying out in the Mexican waters, and they would come across this island. And, you know, Tom is the number one fish spotter, I tell you that. And he was just noticing all the fish around this island, around Cedros Island. And he kept on saying to Adrian, it's that proverbial, you know, if you build it, they will come. And they said, we need to build
it. And they spent a lot of time on the island.
Oh, they spent a lot of time on it. Actually,
and they realized what a cool place it is.
Absolutely. And they became such a part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to build this lodge. It's been going now for about 15 years. And about 4 years ago, we were asked to get involved and help market it and help bring it to what it is today, just take it to that next level.
Yep.
And so that's basically how it happened. Tom Green is still involved. Adrian is our main dude. And
since you and Jeff became involved, Rosie, you've taken it to the next level.
We
everything. Everything from the fish processing to the
booking.
The booking process, online booking, the flight.
Direct flights.
I mean, all that stuff has just made it the cream of the crop.
And having somebody that you can call and answer a question
at
all the time was just such a huge thing. Because it's a very unique trip to somebody who hasn't done it before. You know, everybody that's into saltwater fishing has been on a long-range trip, or they've been down to the ranch. But this has got some very unique components to it that are always questions, and being able to pick up the phone and call somebody like Rosie, who is so organized and so on top of it, it really puts you at ease. You know, hey man, do I need to bring a towel with me? And you can just pick up the phone or shoot an email, and you're going to get an answer back that day or the next day or whenever. You know?
Yeah, and it is just those simple little questions.
Yep.
You know, like you said, do I need a towel? Do I need to bring bedding? And it's like, you know, we're a full lodge down there. You know, we do take care of everything. And you know, the other thing that I really work on is to making, like I keep on going back to it, to make sure your paperwork is correct. I don't want to have any issue with you guys going across the border, and so I'm OCPD, and so I take care of it. Okay?
Yeah.
You know,
Jeff will say, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot of head shaking going on over there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't want there to be a single issue, so we just take care of it all, and having everything all-inclusive helps also.
I'll bet.
Where, you know, there's another lodge out there that, you know, you have to get your own visa, and you have to get your own Mexican fishing license.
Right.
Well, what if that visa's not done properly? Then there's going to be a delay.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want to.
What if you don't have a fishing license?
Right?
There's nothing like offering a spot that's $100 less expensive than knowing you have to buy $100 worth of paperwork to go there.
And then
get the same thing. You know what I mean?
Like, it's the old story. You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. Yeah. And, you know, the fish processing is included. It's not, okay, so your fish is going to be processed and put in a Ziploc bag, and it's going to be
garbage
luck
when you
before
get
you get home.
Yeah.
To, you know, it is just, it's done, it's simple.
Yep, for
so
sure.
Take care of
hey,
it.
Paul, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I mean, I remember, and I know Ricky does too, 15 years, it was probably 15 years ago, that Tom Green and Adrian invited Ricky and I to go down. And we've got this new thing. It's called Cedros Adventures.
That's right.
And we want to invite you guys down to go check it out.
It was like the tester trip.
Yeah, it was in April, so it wasn't the optimum time to go to Cedros.
Right.
But I remember it was such a great time. We stayed in a little hotel in town and just hung out
before
with
they had a property
Tom Green, who's like Tom and Adrian, two of the nicest guys in the world.
Yes.
And we fished with Javier, I believe, back then, or maybe it was
Javier.
Lalo.
I don't
or
think it was Javier.
No?
Only because of you think about how young Javier,
Javier was
15 years ago. I mean,
were you?
Yeah, I was
probably
not old enough to go down to the island and have the best time that we did. But
oh my gosh,
fell in love with it then.
Oh, and we got
a home run.
You guys got a home run here. Yeah. You better start getting work.
Do
done.
This.
and they started processing it and doing it and then brought Rosie in, took it to the next level, and Rest is history.
The thing is, back then it was fantastic for the same reason that it is now, is that it is such a prolific fishing spot. So no matter what happens, the fishing is always going to be great down there. What has changed over the 15 years is the comfort that you get to also experience that.
Yes.
You know, no matter what, you could put me on a cot outside and give me that kind of fishing, I'm still going to have a great time. But the level of service that's provided now is it's a whole new
game.
Hey, you know what?
With surface iron, yellowtail fishing like that, I'll deal with it. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
we have a few customers that ask if they can sleep outside on the lounge.
In the summer. It's
and they do.
That's funny.
They do.
But your rooms are air-conditioned, so you don't need
your
to worry if it's hot, right?
Your rooms are air-conditioned, that's right.
Yeah, and that's a new thing. When we first went down there, there was no air-conditioning.
Oh, no.
Well,
yeah,
you know, we even now have air-conditioned our fish house. Because we want the fish to be comfortable,
Oh,
too.
Nice.
There you go. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls. Phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Rosie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the fast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Sunday, January 19th, it's a huge one-day sale on everything at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Hobie Kayak Demos on sale. Come see the new 2020 Hobie Pro Angler 360 and Hobie's new 2020 Mirage Drive Kickup Fin technology. Test one out on the bay for free. Hobie Kayak Demos throughout the day. Brew Surf Stand-Up Paddleboard Demos and tutorials, too. Bixby Motors on display and on sale. Plus, during the Big Bay Bass Sale and Seminar, Fast Lane will have a salty crew sale with all the new stuff. There will be free lunch from Traeger, and Fast Lane will have all Traeger grills, pellets, and accessories on sale. Sample the new salty crew beer from Coronado Brewing. There will be a huge raffle with tons of prizes, including a Brew Surf stand-up paddleboard, salty crew packages, Hobie accessories, and more. Fast Lane will have the ultimate Bay Bass Seminar in the store with Benny Florentino, Afrin Abutton, Corey Sandin, and Matt Moyer, hosted by Pete Gray and Ron Lane from 10 to 11. Check out the Lowrance Fish Finder Seminar at 11:30. It's all at Fast Lane Kayaks and Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Sunday, January 19th. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Having a great time. I got to give another shout out to what a great job Adam's doing with the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
I had a couple of buds come by the shop, and they moved out of state but still listen to the radio show every single day, all in the app. And, you know, he said the same thing. He goes, I wish the app would have been around 10 years ago. He goes, that's the only way that he listens. It's so easy. Push of a button on your phone, the show's playing.
And I know people that live in town here and or within the fan signal that they still listen on the app. When I was in Florida, I was listening to you on the app, which was cool, and it works so great. So if you haven't downloaded our free app, it's so easy. It's right on your phone. Jeff's showing it to us right now. Just go to the Google Play or the App Store. Download it for free, and you will not go back.
We have a friend in New Mexico listens to it every week on the app.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everywhere you are, the app is.
And the beauty of it is, if 7 to 9 a.m. isn't a convenient time for you and you want to listen to it on your drive home or work, you punch it up and you can listen to it on the way home.
Absolutely.
It's great. Yeah, Adam does a great job. And I can't get over how fast the shows get up there. You're darn near the 9 o'clock hour ticks off, and, you know, you turn around, and next thing you know, they're already uploaded and available. It's awesome.
We're very grateful for Adam. He does such a great job, and he's the guy when you call in, you talk on the phone.
That's right.
So when you call, thank him for all the stuff he does on the Let's Talk Cook-Up.
Yeah. Kicks butt.
He is priceless.
Yes, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Mark? Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Cook-Up.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I had a little bit of a problem today. I went down to Cedro's. I thought today was tomorrow.
Oh, he went down to Dana, I'm guessing.
Oh, Dana Landing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
weird because having a remote on Sunday is kind of different for us. Normally we have our remotes on Saturday, but tomorrow.
The big sale on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know if they have a tackle shop on the island.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny because we were just talking about tackle and, you know, maybe sometimes you might lose something or you wish you had something. And we are really blessed that Jeff Mariani from Cedro's Kayak has opened up a tackle shop on the island. And if there's anything you need, that's the place you're going to go.
Cedro's Tackle. It's a cool little tackle store.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, if you need it on Cedro's, it is there.
Yes.
And, you know, there's nothing there that you don't need. He really has set it up to where if it pertains to catching fish on Cedro's, he has it.
And the prices are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we went last time, a gentleman was on our trip, didn't have any Spectra on his reel, wanted to go down and put some 65-pound Spectra on his reel, and they charged him like $30 to fill the reel full of Spectra, and he kind of scoffed, oh, man, I can't believe it was $30 for the line. I looked at him like, I can tell you one thing. It would have cost you more money at a tackle store at home to do that than it would have been down there.
Like probably twice the price.
It was crazy. Yeah. And the same deal. Swim baits were the same cost as they are at home. Leadheads.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't know why he would do it so inexpensive, but he's just hooking everybody up.
Jeff is just hooking people.
That's exactly what it was.
That's the kind of guy he is.
It was just kind of, you could tell, it was just covering its own cost.
Yeah.
It was not a source of, you know, making a bunch of money. It was just, you know, you're down there and you need some extra gear. It was literally just there to hook you up.
He wants your trip to be successful.
Yeah.
And one thing I like.
And it's a service to the locals, too.
Totally
the locals are our regular customers.
Right.
Too, down the tackle
Absolutely.
Store.
And you know what? He's so convenient because it might be like in the late evening and someone is like, oh, gosh, I wish I had a da da da. I wish I had whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Richard will make the call. They'll go down and they'll open the shop for you.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, Mark. The tackle store is there at Cedro. So if you forget something or lose something, just go into Cedro's Tackle and you're taken care of.
That's it.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from up in Morro Bay this morning. Hey, Jim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen and Rosie.
Good morning.
This is a wonderful show to listen to. It just problem is that it just gets me so pumped up to go fishing. I can't stand it. My question is, I haven't done a Cedro's fishing yet and really interested in doing that with a couple of close friends of mine. What time of year, what month of the year is the best time to that you guys have a shot at getting Dorado?
Oh, that's
the Dorado. Okay, so Dorado normally move in mid to late August. And then you'll have a shot at them also then obviously in September, October, and into November. But each month is a little bit different. You know, you get your yellowtail, white sea bass, stuff like that in June, July. August, we'll have the tuna and Dorado will move in. And then in September, the wahoo move in. So there you go.
Yeah, the summertime.
Summertime.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call, Jim.
So phones are packed, but I got to sneak one question in for Jeff because I want to hear more about it because I really wanted to go last year, But our calico bass fishing during our trip in August was just too good to warrant the trip going over to Benito's.
Yes.
And I didn't go. I've been to Benito's before. I've been there on skiff trips, but I want to know a little bit about the fish in Benito's from, you know, on one of our trips. You know, it was just too good to warrant leaving. You know, we weren't going to leave him to find him kind of thing, but I want to know a little bit more about the trip over to Benito's.
Well, it takes a little bit of time to get there. And
in the right weather.
In the right weather. Mother Nature's going to have to cooperate. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an enjoyable boat ride.
Sure.
But
it's like, what, 15 miles? Or?
Yeah, it takes about an hour.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, once 20 miles, something like that.
Dedicated to go. And, you know, sometimes it's just flat calm, and sometimes you gotta ride it out. But fishing up there it's Jurassic Park type. You know, you got the rocks. They drop off very quickly. Fish are super tight to the rocks. You bounce your jigs, your plastics, whatever you want to throw at them, right off the rocks, and just give it a hard tug, and usually it's already being pulled back.
Okay.
So, and there's good sheephead fishing up there for people who just plunker it down on the bottom and yo-yo with those little plastics, and you'll be surprised, you'll catch yellowtail there too. And it's, you know, it's a candy
But the
store.
Bigger yellows a lot of times are at Cedros.
They are.
Yeah,
for sure.
Down on that south corner where the bait seems to congregate lately, yeah. With the current and the wind, right there off that south end by the airport, or a little bit more to the west. But the calicos up at Benito's, just, they're mean.
That's cool.
They got bigger teeth. They're little darker brown patches, and they have attitude.
That's rad. Yeah, yeah, I want to do that.
And it's not, you know, it's not fished as much
sure,
anymore.
Yeah.
So
not as much pressure.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Not that Cedros gets any pressure at all for
no.
sure.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that I needed that. I just it's another adventure that I want to take down there and do that something.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, it's cool. I did it a couple of years ago.
Last year, we just couldn't warrant it. Our bass fishing was so good. It's like, well, why are we
going
to run
there?
20 miles to
right.
go experience exactly
right.
what, I mean, it was so good, we just had to, we couldn't.
Exactly. Why take that extra time to run over there?
Right.
I'd rather be fishing that extra hour when the fishing
that's
is ha-
That's
so
how we
good.
Felt, yeah. We yeah. were all like, our game plan was, yeah, we're going to go to Benito's, going to be all, and we got there like, hey, we're not leaving. Yeah, what do you, yeah. you can't.
Well, Rosie, on our last trip when we were down there together, we fished the tournament. And we did well there, and in the next couple of days we kind of chilled out and went and fished for some bass. And Rosie got her personal best just right at St. Augustine, floating through the weeds. You know, Lalo was driving the boat, and he keeps it fun. And
and what was that personal best, Rosie?
Do you want to tell him?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was over 6 pounds.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Like 6.5
yeah.
pounds.
That's a nice bass.
Awesome.
And it was so funny because Lalo and I were kind of competing on who could catch the most calico bass. And so he's like, okay, we're ready to go back. And I had made one more cast. And
typical fisherman. One more cast.
One more cast. Get one more cast in. And so I get it in there. And it was on Corey's.
Let me take a wild guess. A 5-inch MC swim bait and a Christmas tree color.
That was it.
Bingo.
That was it.
We always know. We always joke at the tackle store. Anytime somebody comes up to the register with two handfuls of Christmas tree colored 5-inch MC swim baits, we always go, let me guess. You're going on a Cedro sport fishing trip. Yeah, Rosie said this was the only color to get. Like, every time. Or, yeah, I talked to Jeff. He told me about this one. It's always two handfuls of the same bait. And it's not a lie, man. If you're going to take one color, that's a really good one to have.
If it ain't broke, you don't fish.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was on this fish, and it's like, okay, you know, I got stuck in the weeds, and, you know, Lala was so good about keeping the ponga where it needed to be, so I was always kind of directly in line. I didn't have to move around the boat that much. And, you know, he and I have been going back and forth, and I think I was winning on how many calico bass.
They were having a very good competition.
Yeah. And so sure enough, it's like I finally couldn't get any more. And, you know, Jeff's like, well, you want me to get that for you? He's like, get your hand off of me. No, if I can't catch it, I can't have it. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So all of a sudden it's like, okay, it wasn't moving. And Lala goes down in there with a gaff just to get the kelp away.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks down and he looks at Jeff. He goes, uh-oh. And he pulls up this huge calico.
That's cool.
So cool.
And it was beautiful.
So that makes me think about something else. Couples going down, okay?
Yeah.
Husband and wife,
yeah.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, couples. You accommodate a lot of guys. It's not just a guy thing.
It's not just a guy thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the girls love
it's
it
It's very
so
comfortable.
Much.
It is,
yes.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable. It's very clean.
You've taken Dallas down there?
A couple of times. Yeah. We love it.
You know, I mean, but there's endless hot water, you know, and there's blow dryers.
You have two people per room, your own bathroom.
You know, and all of our beds have memory foam toppers on them. They're all very comfortable.
Super comfortable.
And so, gals, it's not just for the guys. It's not their secret.
Yeah.
I mean, get your lines wet.
There you go.
Well, we get probably an excess of 20 women a year that go down.
At least,
And you probably get a lot of like women's groups that go down too, right?
You know, not as many, but we do have a couple.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's like,
just gotta
get
on the schedule.
Gals, grab your guys.
There you go. Or just grab your friends.
Or
go.
Grab your friends.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. If you know, three women fishing on a boat, I guarantee you're going to get a lot of attention from one of the ponga drivers. Javier, Lalo, Chavo, Martin. You're gonna have a great time.
You know, and some of us, I mean, we're okay. We know how to fish.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm usually the first one to get the fish on the boat.
Well, that happens. Well, let's jump into these jam-packed phone lines. I want to talk to you guys.
How about we talk to Reggie? Reggie's calling us from Camarillo this morning. What's up, Reggie? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Reggie.
Good morning, Reg. Doing really good.
Hey, I just wanted to give Rosie props because, I mean, I went on my first St. Joe's trip last year, and it was because of this fishing program. And, man, that was probably the best decision that I made fishing-wise in my life. I mean, you guys convinced me to charter my whole group, and we got 12 guys down there, and we killed it. And everyone giving Rosie props and saying that she does this and that, they're not lying. I mean, there's not all talk. She's on it. Like, you can call her Sunday, any day of the week, she'll answer. I mean, I'm secretly crushing on Rosie, to be honest with you.
Well, and I love, Reggie, that, you know, you're good to go again this year, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got a trip planned up for July. I just wanted to let the fishermen know that, you know, when you get down there, that's not the time to figure out if you're a surface iron swim. Make sure you bring your four or five best swimmers. Bring 50-pound test, not 40, 50, because, I mean, those fish down there are mean.
Mean.
Like, I don't know why they're so upset, but those fish are out of control.
Yeah. And I might add, too, don't forget your yo-yo and your flat falls, too.
Yeah.
Because you talk surface iron. It's not all about surface iron, although maybe for Rick it is about. But no, that yo-yo and flat fall, man, can be deadly effective.
It is, you know, you fish them how they need to be caught, you know, and sometimes that fish is up very high on the surface chasing around bait balls, and sometimes it's down deep chasing around bait balls, and you catch them, you know, like, sure, everybody loves casting the surface iron. It's my favorite way in the world to catch a yellowtail, but I'm not gonna throw that all day long, knowing that you could catch a limit on the yo-yo lure for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, be prepared for a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It's fun, Reggie. I know that you're the same way as all of us, man. You can't get enough of it. It's such a great spot.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Reggie. Nice to hear from
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Reg.
That.
All right, how about we jump back into them? Talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Rick and Rosie. Hey, my question is, I heard about how much tackle to bring and everything, but the hardest is getting there. So you go to the parking lot at the border, and then you walk with your gear across and your stuff back. But how far is that? And do they have like taxis to the airport? I'm not clear on that. I'd love to go down there. My friends and I talk about it all the time.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So the CBX is the frontage of an airport. It happens to be the frontage of the Tijuana International Airport. The CBX is in Otay Mesa, California, so it is on the U.S. side. So in the morning, basically, you're going to pull your car around to the front of the CBX. We will be there waiting for you. We unload all of your gear, your clothes, onto carts that they have available. The carts can hold up to three anglers' stuff, okay? And so
the CBX or Cross Border Express is what CBX does.
Cross Border Express.
That they provide carts.
They provide. They're free.
No
free
charge.
Of charge. No charge at all. So basically what I like to do is I know if I can get everything on seven carts, we're good to go. Each person will be behind a cart. Whoever is not behind a cart will hold the fishing rods. Okay, we go through the CBX. I let you loose at the front of the CBX to go in, and it's 390 feet across. And like I said earlier, it's like bumper cars. You can't get out of the ride until the ride is over. Okay?
You can't
it's
not make it to your final destination.
You know, Luke that works with
you
us.
You literally walk across the border through a
skybridge.
Skybridge, yeah.
390-foot skybridge.
Yeah, and it's cool because you pass a line that says U.S. and Mexico.
Sada Cheetos.
There's a lot, and there's a lot of pictures taken.
And, you know, Luke, who does the Fred Hall show and the Fred Hall seminars with us, which you don't want to miss those Fred Hall seminars about Cedros, Luke always says at the seminars, look, you can be deaf and you can be blind, and you're going to make it. You're
yes.
going to make it okay.
Yeah.
So I hold your hand on this side of the border. I have a concierge service that holds your hand in the Tijuana International Airport. They guide you every step of the way, and they never leave you.
Yeah. So when you walk, across the CBX bridge, and you walk over across, then you switch carts, basically.
What'll happen is the carts will go down, they'll go through immigration with you. Once you get outside the immigration doors, Hugo
yes.
and Michelle will take...
Oh, they'll be on that other
side
of
there.
Immigration.
They take
yeah.
all of your stuff. We have yeah. a private little kiosk area with our own conveyor belt that goes down to our vehicle.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then you don't have your stuff anymore. Basically,
yeah.
you have your backpack or whatever your personal... You know, stuff is that you're taking on the plane.
Then you can go get some tacos.
And you can go get some octopus tacos. And then when the plane is ready for you, Michelle will call for the Aero car. The Aero tram car comes right up to the airport and delivers you right within 10 feet of our aircraft.
Seamless.
And it's easy. It's like, you know, you say, well, how do I get all my stuff across the border? Trust me.
It's easy.
It happens.
These cars
yeah.
are easy.
You do have to be able to walk.
Yes.
390 feet,
yeah,
is that what
you do
said?
Have to be able to walk 390 feet, but I'll be honest with you, the CVX also provides wheelchairs. We
they
had a
do.
Gentleman that, you know, had a little knee issue,
uh-huh.
and he was wondering if he could go across in the wheelchair, and, you know, I just got one, and they
yeah.
wheeled him across.
They have elevators. You don't need to worry about climbing
elevators,
stairs.
Escalators.
Yep.
It's
yeah. easy.
Yeah. So convenient.
And with
so
Rosie's
easy.
Personality, she's made very good friends with the people who run the airport at the CVX. So if anything goes wrong, there's people there to help. And
yeah.
we haven't had anything go wrong, but Rosie's in constant communication. Once you leave her site and you're going across the bridge, as soon as you come down the other side and you go down the stairs into the immigration, Michelle standing on the other side waiting for you, she actually sends Rosie a text picture. Okay, here they come. I see them. And
That's
she's
cool.
waiting. So you really can't screw up.
Yeah,
you
guys don't know that I know where you are at
every
second.
I like it.
Mama Rosie.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. You guys are having too much fun down there.
We are.
You're not even at the island.
Just talking about fishing at the island is making this fun.
Isn't that great? So you got the 5Xs for sale if I don't bring them, right, at the tackle store?
I'll have to check with
that's
Jeff on that
one. That's a pretty unique lure.
What is a 5X?
It's a lure that nobody wants to fish with.
I don't think I've ever owned a 5X.
Because it wears you out. Like, you know how big
is that a surface iron?
It's a surface iron. You know how big a 7X is?
It's
yeah.
bigger.
It's half again as big.
Oh,
it's
come
half
on.
Again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a big lure,
you got to throw the big beast if you're going to go down there.
Yeah, out of there, man. You got Popeye arms.
My shoulders are old, man.
it's a 7X. It's a Salus jig that is kind of shaped like a 45, you know, a little more kind of diamond in shape, but larger. You know,
larger.
It's a really good lure to throw. It's easy to throw into the wind, especially if you're chasing a bird school. That heavy lure pushes through the wind real good. They swim good. It's a jig, but it'll wear you out.
It'll wear you out. Okay.
But a great lure.
My question is there any white sea bass that run through there?
Oh, absolutely. And I like to, someone told me once the best time to catch a white sea bass at Cedros is when it's swimming past your hook. So, you know.
June is probably the prime.
June is really good, but I have to tell you, we had a group of guys, they were heading over to Benitos, and they decided that on their way over to Benitos, they would actually troll a little bit for wahoo. All three of the guys hooked up. All three of them brought up white sea bass.
On
trolling across?
Trolling across
Come
for
on.
Wahoo. and they all caught white sea bass.
Wow. What? Well, there's that great flat loaded with bait between there and the other island.
I was
so
blown away. Yeah. They sent me pictures, and then, of course, I had Javier check with Martine because they were on Martine's boat. I was like, for real? And he's like, for real.
For real.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So what are the good trolling lures? Like the DTX minnows, Rapalas, that kind of thing?
That type, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Trap 30, 165, 200 DTX, okay. That kind of thing.
What color?
Well, for the Wahoo, they were fishing the pink ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink works for yellowtail, too, down
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll bet they work for white sea bass, too.
Well,
it's kind of a squid color.
I was just blown away.
Yeah.
I like, for sea bass fishing, I like one of two things. A big crocodile with a mackerel pinned onto it, or, you know what we've been using a lot is a flat fall the same way, just taking one of the two hooks of the flat fall and pinning a mackerel on it and flipping that thing over the kelp stringers. It's just like the Hamburgaser rig, but you got an extra hook flopping around.
Yeah. Like it.
Yeah,
all right,
we'll
Chuck,
it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky anglers got a Fish Dope membership, a trip on the Liberty, and that Cedro Sport Fishing hat and shirt. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're having a great time on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time for the big winner. Again, this is a full one-year membership to fishdope.com, a full-day trip on board the Liberty, and while you're enjoying the trip on the Liberty, you're going to be looking good because you're going to have a Cedro Sport Fishing hat and shirt. That is all going to Jim in Morro Bay. Jim, congratulations.
Congratulations,
you are going to be stoked on all the new gear.
You can share it with Harold Davis up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed. Congratulations, Jim. And Jeff and Rosie, I mean, never enough time when you're here. I mean, phones are solid, and people, you're popular.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Thank you so
very
much.
Popular.
We always appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
You do a fabulous show.
And thank you very much. And to show you how popular, just look at SedroSportFishing.com and look at the schedule. So if you want to go, don't wait.
Don't
or
wait.
If a trip is full, again, like we talked about, don't hesitate to call Rosie.
Yeah.
She can work miracles.
You know what? I have my backup list, and it's like, get on that backup list.
Yeah.
You know?
And you'll help people get when they want to go, where
Absolutely.
They want to go.
You got
yeah,
it.
And one spot left on our July Let's Talk Hookup trip, which is a great group of guys.
Yes, it really good group of guys on both of your trips.
Yes, indeed. August
really
2,
good.
Yeah.
And if you've got a deposit in, or if you've got a spot held and not a deposit, get your money in, because February, they're going up.
That's it.
All the unclaimed spots are going up.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah, really?
And plus, we're getting ready for that Fred Hall show, so that these spots can be open for that.
Oh, yeah. After Fred Hall, forget about it.
Exactly. Forget about it.
So do it now. Hey, thank you guys very much.
Thank
How do we get a hold of you if we want to book it?
Hey, give me a call, 619-772-7570. My email is rosie@sadrosportfishing.com, and you can always check out our website, www.sadrosportfishing.com.
All right. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Adam for all their support here on Let's Talk Hookup, and thank you very much for listening and all your support out there. Tomorrow, live from Dana Landing in Mission Bay for the Big Bay Bass Seminar with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters and a lot more. That's going to be a great event. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., we'll see you at Dana Landing. Come on down, and thanks for listening.